This is Arch of ArcherRadio.com, and today is Wednesday, May 26th, 2006. And this is day three of birthday week. As you know, as I said on Monday's show, my birthday is next Monday, May 29th, and I'm going to be 42 years old. And we've already gotten some birthday wishes in from our listeners. On the website, we got comments from John Q, and from Beth, and from Trunk Guy, and from Vincent, and from Dave. And I did want to say that Beth is going to call us because she has informed us on the comments on the website that she has a new boyfriend. And I would love to get to talk with you, Beth, on Skype and hear all about your boyfriend. But I look forward to that voicemail. Now, shit, my phone's ringing. Hold on a second. Of course, it's a telemarketer, so I'm not going to answer it. I did want to say that feel free to send audio comments or voicemails wishing me a happy birthday, because, you know, I just love that stuff, and I would be more than happy to play it on the show. Speaking of Trunk Guy, I know that he loves hearing that he's being mentioned on my show, but he mentioned me on his last show, and I know some people hate when podcasters talk about other podcasters, but what the hell, I enjoyed it. He was talking about the one Andrew and I had a conversation, and we recorded it and talked about his show on my show. And Mr. Trunk Guy, I'd like you to know that I am now listening to your show. I am a listener. I am subscribed. I've heard the last show. And thank you very much for posting or listing me on there. And I want to say hello back to you. And for those of you who are not familiar with Trunk Guy, he's in the UK. And to tell you the truth, I'm not sure where he is in the UK. Maybe he's in Liverpool. I'm not sure. But in any case, Trunk Guy has a cute podcast. It's just a short 15 minutes. I suggest you check it out and listen to it, because I'm enjoying it. And on the same note, in terms of UK podcasters, Andrew, I listened to Andrew's show today, and I'm going to call and send him a voicemail. But on Andrew's show today, he was talking with his friend, I can't think of her name now. He and Jason were at the little country cottage over the weekend with another friend of theirs, and I can't think of her name. But anyway, Andrew was telling a story about was it Andrew who was telling the story? One of them, Andrew or Jason, was telling the story about his grandmother, who was a little bit not as versed with certain words or whatever, and she was holding up crystals, and she said, "Oh, look at the crystals. It's got all the colors of the rectum." Instead of the rainbow, she said rectum, or the spectrum, she said rectum. And I have to tell you, Andrew, that I was laughing so hard when I heard that, because, of course, your delivery of the story was perfect, and it was fun to hear. But anyway, so I know many of my listeners do listen to Andrew, but again, yet another podcast to recommend is I Say by Andrew in the UK, and of course in his boyfriend Jason, who sometimes shows up on there. Love hearing that. Now, the birthday week is going along, so thank you to all of those people who left wishes on the blog and on the website and in email. Dave sent us an email wishing me happy birthday, and Dave was a listener who, I think, from what I understand from his email, he actually lives in my area, and he was relating his comments about a couple different shows that he'd listened to lately, and he talked about politics and so forth. If you might remember, he's the one who sent the comment about burping, saying go ahead and burp, and that he thinks Bush got a raw deal or something like that. Well, he wrote back and said that he kind of agrees with Andrew and Mark and different people about their politics. I think that's what he said. So thank you for that email, Dave, and the birthday wishes. I appreciate that. I did want to talk just a brief second about video blogs. Now, you know, people, I keep saying now. I don't know why I do that. That's one of those weird things. You know, people have certain words that they say. Well, now is one of the words that I say, like to begin a new paragraph. Now, as I was saying, you know, podcasting is huge, and lots of people are podcasting, but then there's this segment of the population who do not do podcasts, but they do video blogs. And, well, there are some podcasters who are doing video blogs as well. And I have posted several videos in the past. I know I haven't done it in a while, and I need to, but I have to think of something to video blog about. And actually, this weekend, the birthday weekend, I might just do that. But anyway, my discussion was about video blogs, because I get through the Fagregator feed on from QPotter, I get all these videos, downloaded, and I watch them. And one thing I'm noticing, this trend in video blogs, is there's more titles in the video blogs than the actual content. I downloaded this one video. I'm not going to say who it is or who produced it or what it was about, but I actually timed it out, and the video was 4.5 minutes long, and 2.5 minutes of that was just titles. Now, I think that's kind of a waste, because I'm a busy boy, and I don't have time to sit there and watch these titles going by and what music you played and who, you know, I just don't have time for that. So, and then the content, the actual 2 minutes of content, wasn't that great. I mean, videos are fun and all, but I think there should be a reason, a point to, you know, something interesting in the video. But anyway, I think that video podcasters or video bloggers should just do a quick, you know, 5 to 15 second video. I mean, a video title, like just what the name of the title, what the name of the video is, and who's producing it, and that's it. And then do your content, and then a quick closing of your website title or whatever, just to make it so easy. I don't think you need to waste all that time talking about, you know, all the different musics and who the video originally came from. I don't think you need to do that. So, video blogs need to cut the titles, I think. I guess I should really ask, because that's just my own observations. That, has anybody else noticed that? Or does anybody else subscribe to the Fagregator feed and notice that the majority of the videos out there are full of titles? I did mention, I know I've talked about it in the past, but there's this group of guys called Guys Being Guys, and they've been posting a lot of videos on Fagregator feed. Now, they do a good job of having very brief introductions and exits to their videos, and they have, granted, their content is strictly just, you know, garbage, but it's funny listening to those guys, Ben and, I can't think of the other guy's name, but they're funny, and I like those videos. Now, moving on to other things, today, I'm sure some of you who listen to my show listen to Wanda Wisdom. Wanda Wisdom had on Reagan Fox of Fox in the City, and I mentioned this earlier, that Reagan Fox has decided not to do podcasting anymore. And she had a nice in-depth interview with Reagan Fox, and we got to hear things that he would probably not say on his show or even on other shows. And as it turns out, poor thing, he broke up with his boyfriend this weekend, and he tells the whole story of why they broke up and what was the reasoning behind it and what happened and all this stuff. So if you haven't listened to Wanda Wisdom's show and you are interested in finding out why they broke up, go to Wanda Wisdom's website. Oh, what is it? lavendermagazine.com/Wanda or something like that. Anyway, that's a bit of news that I found. I wonder if that really had anything to do with his stopping podcasting. He said on the show that it didn't, but I'm just, you know, I am always curious about why, you know, why he stopped. You know, speaking of, but I, you know how everybody gets, first of all, stop for just a minute. I know, Beth, when Beth left the comment about the birthday wishes, she also left another comment saying that on yesterday's show where I played all of that, all those clips from the show that Mark and John and I recorded, and then the call with Mark, Beth said that she felt like she had ADD, attention deficit disorder. And I know that show was very, you know, like I try to do things really fast and switch topics and stuff. And I tend to do that when I'm by myself. I'm recording a show with anybody. And I'm thinking now that listening to myself rattle on, that this is going to be another one of those ADD shows. So sorry, Beth, but I switch topics too much, because I have this list of stuff that I want to say. And once I get done with it, I have to just move on to the next one. But hopefully, Beth, you're not feeling any ADD from this one, although I wouldn't doubt if you did. So on to the next topic. I was going to talk about iTunes, because iTunes, you know how you, when you first log on to iTunes, you get the message saying, do you want to receive their newsletter or whatever, or their updates or whatever. And of course, I clicked on yes. So like every Tuesday, I get the iTunes update, and yesterday on the iTunes update newsletter, whatever that gets emailed to you, they show that they have the Dixie Chicks on there, the Dixie Chicks new CD. And I'm very tempted to download it because I saw the Dixie Chicks on 60 Minutes, I think it was a week ago or so. And maybe it was just on Sunday, I don't remember, to tell you the truth. But they are back, and they are not apologizing for any of that stuff that went on a couple years ago. And I think I mentioned this before, but now that their CD is on iTunes, I wonder if they're going to, you know, get their fan base back or even get more fans now that the majority of the country thinks that Bush is doing a bad job and that the Dixie Chicks were right 3 years ago and we should have listened to them then. But in any case, and actually it was really only one chick of the Dixie Chicks. But I'm very tempted to download the CD just to hear it because there's one song on there where they basically say that they're not going to apologize and they're not sorry for what they said. And I completely agree. I think they were right for what they said. They were certainly, you know, they were allowed to say what they wanted to say. So anyway, the Dixie Chicks are on iTunes. But that got me thinking of something else. Is, you know how in the podcast section they have these iTunes reviews? I haven't checked, though, lately, but people are always talking about, well, I don't say people, but podcasters are talking about writing reviews for their podcasts, and I can't remember, actually, if I've ever asked for that or, you know, suggested people do that, but I'm going to go to our listing on iTunes and just see if there's any reviews there. Okay, there's the Archer Radio comes up, and we have one review. Now, how do you know when this was posted? Well, this was actually a nice review. Why would they be anonymous? Okay, I don't know who wrote this, but this was a very nice review. It says, wonderful show, 5 stars. I would highly recommend you check out Archer Radio. Archer and his boyfriend have a great rapport. They have fun and enjoy teasing with each other. They talk about all kinds of things, and it's just nice. It's just a nice way to get away from the day while listening. I have to click on more while listening. Very good. So, yeah. Oh, it does say it was posted December 17th, 2005. Hell, that was a long time ago. So does anybody ever check out those reviews on iTunes? Is that helpful to you to, oh, isn't that interesting? It says, I didn't know this is a little section here. It says, listeners also subscribe to, like any listener who's subscribed to Archer Radio is also subscribed to The Dag Show, Extra Special Podcast, Higher Things Productions, The Other O, and Little Fatty Cast. Oh, that's interesting. I did not know that. So, hey, you guys, if you want to write a review on iTunes, that would be so cool. I didn't really look into this. I don't really, because I know I don't, like, show up in any of the top lists or whatever, but that would be cool to have some more reviews on iTunes. And whoever wrote that way back in December, oh, my God, I didn't realize they were doing that way back in December. Thank you for that comment, or, well, they're calling it customer review. But thank you for that review, and... feel free to write some more. and actually, I see that they have the last 10 shows up there. I thought I had more than that. Anyway, so that's the iTunes review that I was... Well, I only talk about that because somebody mentioned it on their podcast today, and I had not really looked into it or even tried to figure it out. So I wanted to look into it, and then I did, and see that we have one review. So thank you. Now, on the news tonight, I heard that... Because, you know, I watch... So I've been, for years, I've watched Peter Jennings on ABC News, and I, of course, was very saddened when he died, and then Elizabeth Vargas and Bob Woodward took over, and they've been on there for quite a while now, not that long, not even a year, I think. And then I just heard tonight that Elizabeth Vargas is pregnant, and she's decided to leave ABC News to anchor 2020. And of course, Bob Woodward is not coming back anytime soon because of his injuries in Iraq. So they announced at the end of the news today that Charlie Gibson will be taking over the news. Now, the way back when Peter Jennings died, there was speculation that Charlie Gibson was going to do that in the first place, but he wasn't asked. Interestingly enough, Charles Gibson is on Good Morning America. Now, I don't know how this man's going to do it. He's going to do, well, I don't know if he will continue to do Good Morning America and ABC Evening News, or whatever, World News Tonight, I think it is. So that'll be interesting to see how that works out and how tired that man's going to be. Plus, he's going to be richer than he already is. That'll be interesting, too. Now, the other thing that in the news say that was relatively significant was that Lloyd Benson died at the age of 85. Now, you may or may not remember Lloyd Benson. Some of you don't even know who he is, and some of you weren't even old enough to know, aren't old enough to know who he is. But in 1988, Lloyd Benson was the vice presidential candidate running with Michael Dukakis for president for the Democratic ticket. And there, at that time, he was running against George Bush Sr. and Dan Quayle. And at the time, Dan Quayle was an idiot. I don't know if he's changed at all, but he's still, I think he's still an idiot. But there was a famous line at the vice presidential debate that was that will go down in history as one of the best lines ever, because Lloyd Benson is old as shit. Well, he was old as shit, and he worked with John Kennedy. And Dan Quayle compared himself to John Kennedy. In any case, Lloyd Benson is most known, well, in the political world, I guess, in the presidential running, whatever, as the man who said this quote, and I got this from the news site, so listen to this quote.
I have as much experience in the Congress as Jack Kennedy did when he sought the presidency.
Senator, I served with Jack Kennedy. I knew Jack Kennedy. Jack Kennedy was a friend of mine. Senator, you're no Jack Kennedy.
Very brief, but very good. That man, I don't know if that was like planned or whatever, but he, that was the best comeback I had seen. And of course, Dan Quayle turns all red in the face and is embarrassed and realizes just how young he is. So, interesting. I'm sad that Lloyd Benson died, but he had lived a nice long age. A nice long life at 85, and he was a Texas congressman for four terms, U.S. senator, and he was the Secretary of Treasury during the Clinton administration. So anyway, he passed away, and that's sad. So. And then the last thing I wanted to mention was that I got an email from Paul in Philadelphia, and he listened to the show where I talked about the boyfriend getting up and leaving church because the homily was all about how bad the Da Vinci Code was. Well, he received an email from Dignity, I believe, this Dignity group on Yahoo, and he forwarded it to me, and it's written about Sunday church. So listen to this quote, and I want to thank Paul for this. It says, "Grace and peace. Good morning, Sunday worship veterans. Given the truth of words below is the time and energy we devote to whatever we do in church on a normal Sunday time and energy well spent? If so, why? If not, what is to be done?" And here's what they say. Every 3 seconds, a child dies from poverty-related causes. Every 8 seconds, the death is from water-borne causes. 300 die during the average Sunday sermon. 1,600 during the average Sunday Eucharist. Now, what does that say? That those people talking about the Da Vinci Code is a huge waste of time. They could be doing other things than talking about a stupid summer movie and a book that clearly stated that what was true and what was not true. So, Paul, that was an excellent topic and goes right along with what we were talking about on Monday, I believe. So that actually makes you think, you know, what the hell are these people in church doing that they are wasting their time talking about a movie? Good for you. So thanks, Paul. I appreciate that. So, boys and girls, I know this is a relatively short show, but that's all I have for today. And the birthday week continues. Keep your birthday wishes coming. And, of course, I'll take audio files and voicemails. And don't forget that voicemail number. Now, do I even know what the voicemail the voicemail number is? Of course I do. It's 206-666-1876. Call that voicemail. And, of course, it'll be on the show. So before we leave, let's just check Skype and see who's online. Well, look who's there. There's Andrew from the UK. There is Harry from our listener from Long Island, New York, and of course there's Mark from the Remarkable Palette podcast. But they're all in their away mode, so we won't bother them. And I think I'll just, you know, this will be the Skype-free show. No more Skype conversations on this show. But that's not to say they won't be in the future, because I love Skype and I think it creates great shows. But anyway, thanks for all the birthday wishes. Keep the comments and voicemails and everything coming. I love it. And I love all of you guys so much. I appreciate it. And tomorrow's Thursday, so who knows what's going on. So, boys and girls, until next time, bye.
Usher Radio.